Hello, this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com, and you are listening to Live Inspired number 14 radio podcast. Today's topic is on the word relief, and this was supposed to be for Poetic Friday. I have been recovering from a cold. Hopefully I won't be coughing too much during this episode. But so I'm a little bit late hooking up and doing the Poetic Friday post as I usually do. It is, April 12th, and I have just written a brand new poem that I'm going to read soon. Like I said, the word and the topic for this week was the word relief, and I get these words from a 5-Minute Friday community that I'm part of. And the idea is to take the word of the week and to write for 5 minutes on that word. And I always like to make it a bit of poetry because, to me, part of living inspired is seeing the poetry in everyday life. So I wasn't planning on sharing a poem that I've written for a while. I had announced in a previous podcast that I'm actually working on a poetry book that I'm going to publish, and I wanted to have some never-before-read poems to include in the book so I have some new content. But I had to break that rule of mine today. It is Poetry Month. April is National Poetry Month. Or is that International Poetry Month? I'm not sure. But anyway, so in honor of Poetry Month, I have to read a brand new poem that is hot off the press that I just wrote this very moment on the word relief. And before I go ahead and read the poem, there's also a topic that I was originally going to write about before the poem came to me, and it was just so quickly inspired tonight, I wasn't even expecting to have a poem come out. But on the topic of relief, there's been something in my personal life that I've been dealing with for like the past year, I want to say, that suddenly the problem is now gone, and it has it's lifted itself, so it's just such a relief. So I was originally thinking about writing about that and how I manifested that miracle. But instead, I'm going to end today's podcast talking just briefly about that and an inspirational tip of the week about manifesting things in your life. But first, I wanted to talk about today's poem, which I don't really have a title for yet. I have a working title for it, and I have to get my book out. Hold on. Oh yes, the working title is On Cleaning Out the Old to Make Way for the New. And it was inspired by the garden tonight. It's been pretty cold here in Michigan. We had a warmer day today, about 64 degrees. And so I went out into the backyard, and we have all of these different flowers. And I had seen a few of the winter woodland flowers, but there's a lot of debris that was in the garden that I hadn't cleaned out from the fall. I leave some of the debris there, the leaves and such, to act as sort of a protective layer or mulch around the flowers when we have the harsh winters here. So I hadn't had a chance, being sick, to clean those flower beds out yet. And I noticed that there were some flowers coming up, but they were, I didn't realize just how many flowers we have this year. Last year was our first year of having this house. And so it was my first spring seeing the flowers come up, and it was such a harsh winter, much worse than this year even, that we didn't have as many of the spring flowers as we have this year. So it was almost like a treasure hunt. It was really surprising to see the number of flowers that we had that were hiding underneath all of that debris. So that is what inspired this poem. I was working at uncovering the debris and helping the flowers out a little bit, and I came in, and all of a sudden the light bulb went off. And it's really kind of interesting because the last line of this poem is what came to me first. I knew the line that I wanted this poem to end with, and that line inspired me to write the entire story of the poem to go with it. So I kind of actually started with the ending and then worked my way backward, which is very interesting and not something that I don't know if I've ever done that before with a poem. So it is time to read it then. And this is a story of the flowers in my garden, but I think their story is also our story, as there's so much that we can learn from all of the things that we observe around us. So here we go. They sat covered with the heaviness of winter, the damp blanket of now useless debris that muddled up the landscape and inhibited their growth. The weight of it all made it harder for them to breathe, made it harder for their delicate leaves and buds to push through the muck and stand tall. It kept the fullness of their beauty hidden, like secrets from the past. Some of their necks were bent down with the burden of the weight that had been placed upon them, and I felt that it was my duty to set them free. In the past, it served them well, protecting them from the ravages of winter, like a down overcoat shielding them from the cold out there. But who can break free when their feathers are wet? The heaviness that once protected them eventually becomes too much to bear. Yes, it was time to shed their layers. I sat there with my bare hands, clearing away the debris that was hiding their beauty, for I feared that rakes and other sharp tools would be too harsh for their vulnerable delicacy. The flowers needed tenderness to help them expose their new growth, the safety of hands that knew a little something about digging their way out. I made haste as I bailed them out, my hands quickening with the excitement of the buried treasures that lied beneath the dead rubbish, uncovering things I didn't know existed until this very moment. I noticed the pink lady sitting in the corner alone with head bowed, barely visible among the old tattered clothes she still wore from last year. I slowed down when I came to her, gently removing the old fragments piece by piece until she was free. Then, moving on to the rest, I finished my work with a deep satisfaction. As I stood back and glanced over the lot of them, I saw a garden rife with possibility, free to grow and become all they were meant to be. An abundance of beauty that had always been there beneath the debris. I whispered, "Shine, little flowers, shine, for now there is nothing to hold you back." And I swear I heard their sighs of relief echoing with my own. Oh, well, that was today's poem, and I hope that maybe you can relate to the flowers story. Maybe you'll see a little bit of yourselves in there, and that will provide some inspiration for you. So with the topic of relief, and by the way, in the poem, the pink lady I'm referring to is actually a variety of the helleborus. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's a pink lady helleborus plant that I have. But as far as the inspiration to leave you with for this week on the word relief, so like I said, I had something in my personal life that was hovering over me that was preventing me from moving forward, just like the flowers were prevented from moving forward with all that debris. I had the same thing going on in my own life, and I wrote it down on a piece of paper. It was my intention, so I put my intention on changing this thing, wrote it down before I went to bed that this was my goal for the week. Had no idea how I was going to make this happen. It's been looming over my head for like a year, like I said. And to be honest with you, I didn't see a way out of it at the time. Like I wasn't sure of the how it would remove itself. But I wrote it down and I woke up the next day and literally it removed itself. When I woke up the next day, I was contacted by somebody who had the solution to my problem and who told me that I could move forward with what I wanted to do and that everything was miraculously ready for me. So there you have it. And that's quick service for you. And not every time when we're trying to manifest something does it happen that quickly where a prayer is answered. And but anyway, the point is, if there is something that you're wanting in your life that you're afraid of or that's bothering you or whatever it is, it's really good to write it down, just to write it out there that this is my intention. This is my intention this week. This is my goal this week. This is what I would like to see happen. And then I think the more energy you put on that intention, and of course God, it's God that removed that for me, that roadblock. And that's just the power of the Holy Spirit, that he can do the supernatural when we pray about it and when we put our intention on that thing, and that we don't always have to know how it's going to resolve itself. The point is we can rest and know that it will somehow when we put our intention on what we want to have happen. So that is the inspiration for this week. I have to go. The time is running out. And until next time, keep living inspired.